Hello everyone, I am Sayed from itlearn.us. I'm going to give you a tutorial how to create a sales order in SAP. This is a series of video to learn SAP SD, and let's start from here now. So to create sales order, the T code for that, T code is transaction code VA01. So let's start from here. VA01 transaction code, enter. Now this is a standard order, is OR we are going to use, and OR is the standard order provided by SAP. We can change it and we can work around it, but right now we're just gonna work with the OR. You press enter, and actually so you have to put the sales area of information, is sales organization, distribution channel and division. So press enter. Now here, sold to party, ship to party information we're going to put. Before that, let me give you some brief overview. In any document in SAP, there's a three parts to every document: header information, item information, and schedule line. So where is header, where is item, we don't know, so let me explain you. This information from all item data from all above is header information. Actually, I can just create this real quick and put it in the file so everybody would know where this header is. So okay, this is the header data of sales document. Okay, now let's take a look with item data. Anything above, below this, all item information is item data. So let me make this real quick. And this document will be available to anybody to go to website and get this and learn from it and use this file. Okay, so now there is another part to the document, is the schedule line. Schedule line data. So let's see where is schedule line. Before we go to the schedule line, let me explain you how to go there first. We're gonna put 1032 before. Without putting this, I cannot go there. So P-. What I'm doing is putting a sold to party, customer number and material number, and putting a quantity on that. I'm just gonna press enter, and now information, information just populated by itself because of the customization we have done in this bag. So in later video we will explain how this happened. So but right now I'm gonna go to the double click on this up here to go to the schedule line. There's item data, there's a bunch of tabs, in one of the tabs there's schedule line. And it's just taking its time to process. Okay, this is schedule line. Alrighty, so let me just take a screenshot of that too as well. So okay, now we have all of the three parts of the sales order, and let's go back from there. So if you want to see detailed information about each of the section of the documents, you can click on any of these places up here and it will take you to the header information. Let's suppose I'm going to double click up here and it will take me to the header data. There's different tabs and information in there. You can take a look for header information of the document. I'll go back, and this is item information. Double click on that and we will see, as we just have seen it before, sales A, sales B, shipping, different information in there. So I'm gonna go back up here, and to save a sales document, we're just gonna click on up here, save. Before I do that, let me show you one more trick how to go to the header information and item and schedule line. You can go to, we can click on this up here button up here, go to header. In header, we can go to particular tab you're looking for to go there, and we can go to item, and we can go to item information, and there's a schedule line. It's easier way to go there to schedule line, and also there is one more piece of information about. Let me just save this first. Okay, save the sales order, and it's asking us to complete. There's something in complete in sales order. Okay. So anything is incomplete, you're gonna get message like this. I'm gonna edit this, and it's telling me purchase order number is not entered. So I'm gonna go back one more time, and purchase order number 1234, whatever number you get from the purchase order number. So let's enter and save. Your sales order have been saved. Is 12287. Now to change sales order, to view sales order is VA03, and to change sales order is VA02 T code. So we are going to try that slash end for to current session and start new session. So VA03. Is automatically picking up the last order we have created. So just press enter, and it's showing us the sales. We can see that in the display standard order. Okay, so there's another way to do it. It is, you can click up here, sales document. You can also create, change. So instead of remembering extra T codes, you can go from here and do it from here as well, and save you some time. So I'm gonna click on change, press enter, and it'll bring back to me the change screen. So I can go ahead and put change the sales order and save it, and it's already have been saved. There's more videos going to come, and please subscribe, leave a comment, questions. I am going to add some more information to the document and put it on the website on itlearn.us for everybody to download and learn from it for learning purposes. Thank you for watching. Thank you.